at the beginning of my words. They were present right at my back. Now they're down in the water. And this is the launch of the two submarines, two of the four submarines. Two of the other two are now parked over there, and they are now underwater. And this is the beginning for the launch of these two, four submarines, newly joined. The army of the Islamic Republic of Iran's army, and all of these submarines have been produced by the Defense Ministry of the Islamic Republic of Iran, purely and indigenously made.
Okay. Now you said this is the third one that they're launching. Is there any way that we can get a shot, Saman? Is there any way that we can get a shot of that submarine, or are we able to do that at this point?
Voice is breaking.
Okay.
Marzia, voice is breaking.
Okay, yeah, it looks pretty windy out there, I see. No, I just wanted to know if we could get another long shot. No problem, no problem. So, Simon, tell me, lots of numbers out there and a big military presence for the ceremony? Or okay, there we go, we're getting a shot. Well, we almost had a shot for a few seconds. I was hoping that we could get a shot, a long shot of, there we go, of the submarine. What you're watching is the launching of one of the four submarines that got light submarines, Qadir submarines, being launched today in Iran, and that's Bandar Abbas, southern city in the Persian Gulf, and all domestically made, these four submarines. And what you're looking at some of the top military people in the country, and of course the defense minister, Brigadier General Ahmed Vahidi. And as our correspondent Saman said, that this is the third one, I believe. The other two are already submerged in water. This is the third one that has taken off from the port and is being launched again. That is the Qadir light submarine that has been launched. And, okay, there's another one that's just taken off. That's perhaps the fourth one that has taken off from the port and headed out. Again, what you're watching is the domestically made Qadir submarine, light submarine made in Iran by Iranian engineers, and very significant in Iran. I found it quite interesting that the defense minister had talked about that Iran had no submarines before. So this is, of course, we're talking about prior to the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And this technology, if you want to say, is something new within the last few decades. And, of course, prior to that, it was something that was bought from outside. And now it's being domestically made. And, of course, the defense minister also talked about it being massively produced. So very significant development. And also, it was said as by the defense minister and, of course, by our commentator here in the studio, talked about possibility or the soon-to-be-released couple of more submarines on a larger level. So what we're seeing are significant developments in Iran's defense capabilities. We're going to switch back over, I believe. Let me see. Okay, there's the... There's one of the submarines. I'm not sure if it's just taking off or it's made its round and it's coming back. Again, four of these submarines have been displayed today and have been launched and will join the naval forces as far as the defense capability. Basically, what our commentator said here in the studio would be basically for the Persian Gulf, because the Persian Gulf, because of its width or depth, has its own specifics. So these submarines were made most likely specifically for that region. And again, the defense minister said that Iran is interested in defending its territory and defending the waters around its territory along with the neighboring countries. And it's not necessary for any outside countries to be a part of that defense capability. Again, for light submarines, the Qadir type submarines, have been launched. And you're looking at live pictures from the southern city of Bandar Abbas in Iran on the Persian Gulf. Again, these are all, these four submarines have been totally domestically built, which is extremely significant, being that the fourth round of sanctions have just been Iran has just gone under the fourth round of sanctions that many would have thought would have prevented it from these developments. We're going to be right back. We're going to go over for listen up to the headlines. Stay with us, please.
four new homemade high-tech submarines in the Persian Gulf. Defense Minister Ahmed Bahiri says the light submarines called Qadir are stealthy and literally undetectable by sonar. He says the vessels are intended for coastal operations in shallow waters. Iran says it's prepared to offer assistance to Syria and Lebanon in case of a possible Israeli aggression. Foreign Minister Mansour Muttaqi warned that regional countries will not allow Israel's hit-and-run policies to continue. He made a comment at a joint press conference with his visiting Lebanese counterpart in Tehran. Five more NATO soldiers have been killed in separate incidents in southern Afghanistan. 422 foreign soldiers have lost their lives there so far this year. NATO's mounting death toll has slashed public support for the Afghan war in both Europe and the United States.